Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience time of prayer. Prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession. The Word of God said in 2 Corinthians 7 and 14 that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. It's a healing time, and the Spirit of the Lord God is moving over the land. He's moving in such a prolific way. It's time to move from denominationalism into the dimensional realms of the Spirit, where the manifestation of victory is housed in that area. Principalities and powers, rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, the enemy is on his die, but your greater energy, your greater position is far greater than any position that can be defined in this season. God is doing great and mighty exploit for the kingdom of God and those who are standing in position on their post. As you stand in position and on your post, we're watching the manifestation of the power and the glory of God hand on his people in this season and in this dispensation. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer and a powerful time of intercession. So whatever you believe in the Lord for and you standing on his word and knowing that his word will not return unto us void, neither will it go back. It's going to accomplish that which is sent and that which it has prospered in the thing for which the Lord has sent it. The word of God is coming in live on today. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer and intercession. Get ready, saints of God and people of God all over. Watch the mighty hand of God move for you. And whatever you believe in God for, he is going to do it for you because of your level and your strength of faith. Because faith comes by hearing and by the word of God. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you.
Good afternoon. The scripture will come from Proverbs, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of the word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Proverbs, the third chapter, being into the first, ending at the seventh verse. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And whatever you believe in the Lord for today, those that are listening in from all around the world, we're getting ready to stand in the gap and stand on the word of God for you. And whatever you trust in the Lord to do in this season, the word of God says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. And take no thoughts for your tomorrow. For tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. We're standing on the mighty presence and powerful presence and frequency of the Lord. So as we stand with you today, whatever you're asking God to do by your faith is going to be bidded unto you today. Your faith activates many things in the spirit realm as well as the natural. So we're standing with many of you today. We believe in God for you, and we know that the manifestation of the mighty hand of God will be in your favor as long as you trust him, you lean on him, you seek him, and you know that his will shall be done. When you're knowing that his will shall be done, you're knowing that the manifestation of his plan for your life will come to pass. And we're standing on the plan of God and the manifestation of those plans for the destiny of God's people and the lives of his people on today. So this is the time. Whatever you're totally believing God for, and whatever you're seeking him for in this time of your life and season, we're going to believe God, and we're going to stand on the word of God for you, and we're going to believe God in a supernatural way on behalf of you. There's the Spirit of the Lord God. So this is the time that you as the believer must know God is going to hear your prayer, and he's going to move for you, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do on your behalf and in your behalf on today. I'm setting the atmosphere, and I'm setting the tone for the body of believers who are ready to tap into the spirit realm, and you know that God is going to move for you. You're believing with everything inside of you that the Spirit of the Lord God's hand is upon you. You. We're standing with you today, and we're believing the mighty works of God on this day and in this hour. So touch and agree with me as Matthew 18 and 18 says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We're standing on the mighty works of God. That's why it is important for those intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifts to be in place and be on their post when we're getting ready to pray in this dispensation of time. So stay the course, be strong, and know that his will shall be done. Stay the course, be strong, and know that his will shall be done, and watch him manifest itself. Because many prayers that we've been praying and believing God for over the last several days, traveling from different parts of the United States, God has been moving very, very quickly, and the praise reports have been coming in. The great works and the great manifestation of God's hand has been on the people of God, and we're watching his glorious power and his glorious hand manifest in and through the lives of the people, whether whatever you're dealing with, whatever the infirmity is, whatever the attack is, and even whatever the sickness that the enemy wants to sin against you, will sin against you, sinned against you. You have the power and the authority as an intercessor and a prayer warrior and the ministry gift to know that you have the power to overthrow every diabolical activity of satanic and demonic sanctions that has been released against you and through you and against your life on today. We're praying for my minister, Aretha Bryant, nephew on today. So as we go into prayer, we're going to be believing God for him. We're praying for Apostle Simmons and his wife, their ministry. We're praying for Pastor Harris's ministry. We're praying for many of you, your ministry and the work that the Lord is doing. We're praying for Evangelist Sydney. We're praying for Evangelist Tate. We're praying for Evangelist Wilkes. We're praying for her, Evangelist Foster. Many of those great leaders that are connected with us, we're standing in the gap for them and with them on today. Apostle Russell Chef Boo of Apostolic House of Deliverance, we're standing on God's word for you. And some of you that are listening in today, we're standing on the word of God for you, you, and you. We're lifting up the Britton family, Mother Britton and Dad Britton in New York. We're lifting them up today. We're lifting up their family on today. We're believing God for each and every one of them, their family. We're lifting up the Overton family, Smithers family, Cummings family. We're lifting up the Connolly family. We're lifting up Mother Sarah. We're praying for you today. We're lifting you up today. Those in Texas, we're lifting you up and standing on the word of God for your family, the ministry, what the Lord is doing in you and through you. We lifted up the Woods family, the Black family, the Marthal family, the Jones family, the Green family, the Powell family. We're standing on God's mighty word today because many of us, we need a word from the Lord right now. We need, in this time that we're in, praying for the Lopez family, the Ingram family. Many of us have been dealing with some heavy demonic activity. And those of you who are listening in today, we're praying for the Brown, Pastor Wylinda and Larry Brown, praying for them on today. The heavy activity in the spirit realm is trying to really take people off out of their position and move them from their ranking position that God is moving for their life and in their life. We lifted up Sister Patton. We lifted her up too. We're lifting them up with the Bryan household. We're lifting them up to the Browder household. We're lifting up the man and woman of God there, their ministry. We're standing on God's powerful word today for the great manifestation of supernatural things that's going to move and shake the kingdom of darkness. Our prayers are set in motion to literally eradicate and shake the kingdom of darkness and move the kingdom of light on our behalf. Our prophetic brother talked last night. He was saying, we have the power over the principality. We become the principality in those areas that we eradicate and take out the enemy, because God want to position us to overrule, take down, tear down, throw down, and build up, as he told Jeremiah. He put him in a strategic place and a strategic position to do what he needs to do in the kingdom of God. So we're lifting up Bishop Rance Allen, Mother Allen. We're lifting up my mom and dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews and Mother Suzanne Matthews. We're lifting them up too. We're lifting up our widowers today, our young children today. And we're bleeding God for all of the mighty things he's going to be doing for them, in them, and through them on today. You just have to continuously trust the Lord God and know that he's going to be doing what he said he's going to do. Yeah, knowing that his will is going to be done, knowing that his will is going to manifest itself for you, in you, and through you on today. Trust the Lord God. Trust him with everything inside of you, and watch his mighty hand move and the mighty manifestation of the things that God is going to do for your life and in your life on today. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you on today. Father, we're thanking you for your word, and we thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. We asking today that you would decrease us, that your deity may increase the more. God, you said in your word in the book of Isaiah 54 and 17, you said, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. You said this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of you, says the Lord. And Father, we thank you right now for your supernatural changing that you're doing in the land over the people of God even now. Those that name we called out and those the name we did not call out, God, we decree and declare the counsel of your will, God, will manifest itself concerning their life, their destiny, and their purpose right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're pulling down every wicked device of the hand of the enemy, even now in Jesus' name. You said in your word, God, in Jeremiah 33 and 3, if we call upon your name, you will answer us, and then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, we're standing on the manifestation of the power and the glory of your word, even now in Jesus' name. We're binding up every demonic activity that creates the sound of confusion that will interrupt the inner ear level, the inner ear from hearing and receiving the word of the Lord God. God, we decree it and declare, Lord Jesus, your word from Job 22 and 28. You said if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. You said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination, God, That's the spirit of illusion and delusion and hallucination, God, fantasy, God. We're pulling it down right now in the name of Jesus. And then every high thing that want to exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And God, we bring every thought into the obedience of your will. And having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, we thank you right now for turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy around even now, God. As we beginning to pray, God, we're lifting up those that are connected to us, God. Those that are connected to those that are connected to us, God. In the name of Jesus, that's their family member, their loved one, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now because you said in your word, every hair on our head is numbered, God. So we don't have to call their name. You understand the hair of their head, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the strength of the oxen and lift the clay, God. We thank you for the direction for which you're taking the people in. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the sound understanding, a sound mind, a sound thought, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you said a double man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God, we decree and declare we won't walk around double-minded, but we will walk around with a sound mind, God, a sound thought, God. As you said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. God, we want to keep our mind fixed on you, our mind stayed on you, even the more in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I come against the stronghold and the strong man that will try to stop the presence and the power of prayer, God, over your people than in your people, even the more in the name of Jesus. I come against that demonic activity of whispers and chanters. We're binding up every activity of whispers, God, and every activity of chanters, God. Those that are whispering and chanting in the spirit realm, trying to call to God, we thank you right now for turning it around, God. We're pulling down all the demonic activity. We come against monitoring spirit that will monitor computers and iPhones and cellular systems, God. In the name of Jesus, computer in our vehicles, in our cars, demonic satellites, God, that are setting up systems, God, to try to shut us down from hearing the word of God, hearing the power of the prayer, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your supernatural anointing and your supernatural glory manifesting itself over the people of God, even the more, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lifting up those ministry gifts, God, from the north, from the south, the east, and the west, God. We speak to the winds of those four winds, God, to move over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. We lifted up the man of God as he's going into operation today, God. You touch his body. You heal his body. You move on behalf of his body. God, we thank you right now for moving over his body, God, moving over his mind, God. In the name of Jesus, you touch him, Lord. You deliver. You set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lifted up our children today because Matthew, Mark, and Luke said, suffer the little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. You also said in your word in Psalm 37:25, by way of David, yet I was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. God, we thank you for our seed today. We thank you for our family today. We thank you for our loved one today. We thank you for our relative today. We thank you right now, Lord, for the adolescent, God, for the teenager, God, for the suckling, God, for the preschooler, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lifted them up. Those in daycare facilities, we lifted them up, God. In the name of Jesus, you touch them, God. You stripped them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in them and through them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your power, your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for how you're doing it, God. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the breakthrough. Breakthrough for the people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that family that's getting ready to purchase that property. We thank you for that business man and that business woman. You open up business doors even now. In the name of Jesus, opportunity that's coming away for the people of God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, look, we thank you for that real estate broker that you're touching, that real estate broker right now, that heart of the real estate broker, God, and you're moving over that spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for the supernatural door. We thank you for the favor, things that's been hidden from the kingdom of God and the people of God. You're exposing them right now. In the name of Jesus, you were really revealing it to the men and women of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that these prayers have been earmarked for the people of God. In my children, huh? Earmarked for their husbands, huh? Earmarked for their wives, huh? Earmarked for their future mate, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we thank you for what you're doing. Out of the bowl, shiki. Ah, yeah, shanda. Woo, shiki, the double sticky. Shaban, the double sticky. God, we thank you right now for moving, God, over these territories. Ah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you right now for your eyes, God, are going to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you. Father, we thank you for these signs and wonders that are following the men and women of God. We thank you for breakthrough, God. Woo, shake it. How about not to be circled over hope? God, we thank you right now for doing it right now. We thank you right now for the wind that's blowing, the angels of the living God standing before us, standing before your people even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the high-ranking angels that are coming through for the people of God right now, the high-ranking angel that's moving on behalf of God's people right now. We thank you for it right now, that the man of God and woman of God don't miss it in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for doing it right now. We thank you for shutting the mouth of the fetters. We thank you for shutting the mouth of the enemy. We thank you for shutting the mouth of the liar. We thank you for shutting the mouth of the deceiver. We thank you for shutting the mouth of the gossiper. We thank you for doing it, God. We thank you right now. We come against demonic people that are trying to maximize our destruction. We thank you right now for your glory and your honor. We thank you for opening up the effectual doors. We thank you for opening up that door right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the release. We thank you for the power of the release. We thank you for the glory of the release. Ah, mama, she hit it up. We thank you right now for opening up right now. We thank you right now for revealing it up. Revealing yourself to us right now. Oh, mama, she hit it up. God, we thank you for that house that that woman is looking at right now. She's asking herself, can I afford it? But I hear the word of the Lord God, you will be able to afford it. It is, cut it out, cut. Don't think that way. God is moving on your behalf. Ah, my mind, it is your sake. I'm moving. I'm revealing myself to you. I'm revealing. God is revealing. This is the season that God is revealing. He's revealing. God is revealing. He's revealing. That person that's been dealing with that insomnia, God is taking you a little bit higher. The insomnia. God is moving over you right now, today. God is moving like never before. Right now, there are several people, your blessings are literally being fought right now. It's almost like contesting it. But God said, I loosed it now. You're going to watch what it looked like was held up, getting ready to be loosed. Ah, my mind, baby, shake it. Unlimited resources. Ah. It is so. For the glory of God. It is so. I'm going to move concerning the life of that person. Ah. God is doing it. He's releasing his power and his presence like never before for you and in you and through you. Ooh, glory to God. God is doing some mighty things right now for you in this season. He's closing out this old door. Like I'm watching a person, it's a door. And the door like an old door. But the Spirit of the Lord God is opening up a brand new door. A brand new door. He's making a way for you right now concerning this door. Right now, whatever that enemy lied to you about, when I say lied, he totally lied to you. And I want you to know that God is moving over, in it, and through it for you. in this season. God is moving very quickly for you. I'm hearing the word overturn. Somebody needs to speak that into your atmosphere. God is overturning it. I hear this strong in my spirit. God is speaking the word, speak to me, and I'll overturn it. I will move for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God, because you can't deal with it in your natural. I will overturn it. I'm speaking right now that God is going to overturn some things that are in my path. God, overturn it right now. Overturn that lien. Overturn that tax I owe. Overturn it, God, right now. Overturn that demonic activity. Overturn that law. Overturn it, God. I speak a decree to God that it's overturned right now. Overturn it for my son. Overturn it for my daughter. Overturn that case. Overturn the case. Overturn it right now. Find everything that's been hid, God, and release it. Everything that belongs to us now, release it to us, God. Release it. Show it to us, God. Release it to us right now. We command it to be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare everything that's been held up is to be released even now. Overturn every diabolical activity that tries to stop us from this next great win and move for our life. We eradicate this stronghold and strong man. We overturn it right now. We strive it back into the dry place even now. God, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor. We thank you right now. For the momentum is in your favor. For the momentum is in your favor. Overturn it, God. Overturn it. Overturn it, God. Overturn it now. Send your angels in to overturn that computer system. Overturn that legal activity. Overturn it, God. Overturn it, that event. Overturn it at the bank, God. Overturn it concerning that apartment. Overturn it concerning that credit report. Overturn it concerning that legal activity. Overturn it, God. Overturn it concerning that student loan. Overturn it, God. We stand on the word of God to be overturning. Overturn that diagnosis and that prognosis from the doctor. Overturn it, God. Let your will be done. Manifest yourself in it and through it, God, by the power and authority of your word. Overturn that activity. Overturn it. Overturn it, God, right now, by the power and authority of your hand. We thank you for overturning it, God. That thing that's been held up for months and weeks and years, overturn it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Makakabisi, God, we thank you right now. Even the taste that's coming up again, God has worked out the detail. Ooh, shame on them. God is working out the detail. Don't worry. God had it in control. Whoever it is for, don't worry. God has it in control. It looks like it's almost like an impossibility. But the impossibilities are for the imposter and the possum, not you. Your faith is going to shake up the building. And it's almost like your enemy going to ask. Your enemy going to come to you asking you, can you, your enemy going to come to you and ask for your help. Your enemy going to seek you out. Your enemy going to look for you for the help. And they going to be the enemy. But God going to turn it around. That's for you, woman of God. That's for you, man of God. God is doing some mighty things. The mighty, mighty, powerful. Powerful thing. Ooh, shaking them up. Powerful. Thank you, God. For that. Thank you, God, for the anointing. Thank you for the oil on our life. Thank you right now for showing up, God. Ooh, thank you right now. Come against that voodoo spirit, that hex spirit, God, of the hand of the enemy. Thank you right now. Right now. We're pulling down demonic spirit that consulted the dead concerning your life. We're pulling it down. Trying to meet and consult the dead. And the enemy got them all in trouble. But we thank you, God, for the victory. Glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. petition is coming before the Lord. Ooh, glory to God. And the enemy, just when your petition was before the Lord, the enemy tried to blind your eyes that you would not see or trust God. That's why in the word of God in 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, he said, if our gospel be here, it is here to them that the God of this world has blinded the eyes, the God of this world. We got to totally trust in God. Ah, shall I? Watch him do it. It is so. Speaking to that man in the wheelchair, that woman that's dealing with that gum disease, gingivitis. Ooh. Ooh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for turning in the people. Thank you for turning in the people. Yes, Lord. You are worthy, God. Ah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, God, for it. Thank you for opening up, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for the breaking. Thank you for the breaking. Breaking. Things are being broken. It's been broken right now. Somebody, there's a breaking. That silent pause that I had and just walking to people, the breaking. Things are breaking through. There's a breaking happening right now. You're walking through a break. You're walking through a window of a breakthrough, It's breaking right now. Some stuff is shattering around you. It's breaking. What held you up? We're not holding you up anymore in this season. Ah, my God. Shaman. Those are both things. It's moving. The floor. I hear the word flourish. You're going to flourish. That business that you've been trying to do is getting ready to flourish. That project you were trying to do is getting ready to flourish. I hear the word flourishing. It's going to flourish for you. And it is so. Even now. It's going to flourish for you. You're going to have an inheritance, even for your children. It's going to flourish. I had the word flourishing. Ah, my God. The end of a soul. Right now. It is so. It is so. Mighty God. Thank you for it. We thank you for the mighty hand. Yes, Lord Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. God is just doing some things. Saints. I'm telling you, the Lord just opened up some mighty doors for the believer. There's some mighty doors going to be opened up for some of you in this season. Some mighty powerful doors are going to be released unto some of you all for this season. And God's hand is in it and on it for you. In it. And honor for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is so. I bless the Lord today. I bless the Lord. I'm just standing on this door where God is getting ready to do for several people. I'm watching the door open. And what happened when the door opened, it was like almost like the enemy slipped in. And the enemy is people you were trying to, oh, there you go, Holy Ghost. But you were trying to bring in that door with you because you thought you could bring them in the door and it was going to work. And they had the wrong spirit on them and you didn't even know. Some of you shared some things with people you wasn't even supposed to share it with. There's some people that are walking with you. They were not even supposed to be with you right now. You try to break them loose. They delay in your neck. Matter of fact, thank you, Holy Ghost. They delay in your March 13th. Let me see what that date is. My God, thank you, Holy Spirit. March 13th. That's a Monday. Look at that. Good God Almighty. No, I'm sorry. March 13th. That's a Friday. Ooh, look at that. April 13th. Man. You have to trust the Lord for what God is doing. A mighty work. A mighty work. And when I tell you a mighty work, this is going to be a mighty move of God. And some it's like the Lord is, some people God is cutting away. They're carving it away out of you in Jesus' name. It is so. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. But we bless the Lord, saints of God, on today. We thank you, God, for you on today. Thanking God for what the Lord is doing through you and in you on today. I'm telling you, I'm coming out of this this weekend conference, all fired up. Last night, powerful teaching, all fired up. Excited about what the Lord is doing, all fired up with the power. Moved and excited. Excitement is in the atmosphere. It's a strong strength of God. A powerful presence of God. Oh, thank you. Interpretation, keying in. You're becoming keen in the spirit to see the demonic activity. Keen in the spirit to see the demonic activity. Ooh, good God Almighty. Lord, give us the interpretation. Ah, sabado. Woo. Catching them at the door. Woo, thank you. Kesabado. Catching them at the door. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, God, giving us this interpretation right now. Open it, and you're watching the enemy. So, and I said this to some people. Some enemies, you're watching them, and you can't even tell them they're their enemy. I'm telling you. All right, I'm done. Bless the Lord. Anyone listening in, if God released something to you, you want to release something, share something with us that the Lord gave you, release a word that the Lord gave you. If you got a word for me, you get *6 and come on in right now. If you're on the blog side, you can come in right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I tell you, when I go at it, I go at the devil, and I'm done with the devil. And I'm done. Because I'm telling you, once I hit him, you hit him and keep moving. You hit him and pick up the people that they didn't hit. When you hit him, you pick up the people that have been hurt by him and keep them moving. This is a powerful season that God has his name. I don't know, this person is dealing with something with their ankle, something like ankle area, going up like the ankle, going up the leg into the knee and the thigh area. I'm speaking healing over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the strength of God cover you. Thank you, Lord. I see like on the right side. Amen to the Lamb of God. Well, we blessing the Lord today. We blessing the Lord today. We blessing the Lord today and honoring him for all that he's doing for the people of God. We bless the Lord today. So, saints of God, I'm telling you, hold on to the unchanging hand of God. I'm telling you, hold on to God's mighty hand and his mighty works, and the presence of his mighty works and his mighty hand, because he is revealing himself to us. I'm telling you, the Lord is really doing some mighty revealing right now. He's doing some mighty revealing. That is some mighty revealing to the body, to the believer. He's revealing himself mightily to you, man of God, woman of God. He's revealing himself mightily to you. So you hold on to God's unchanging hand on today. Amen. We bless the Lord for you today. To the kingdom of God. It is so. Hallelujah. Somebody reached out to me on Facebook and was asking about the conference line. And if you talk to people, share it with the fifth person. Let them know. We kept our old number. I'm like, are you guys still on? Are you guys on? What's the conference number? We have our old number, the 218-548-3684, access code 435-160#. Tell it to other people. Let them know. We kept our old number. We still have it. We know that there's been some confusion surrounding it, but we're keeping our old number. We're not changing it. We're still maintaining it, and we have it. So you can let other people know. You can share with them. Let them know we're keeping the same number and we haven't changed it. Amen? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Bless him, God. All right, thanks to God. We'll continue to walk in the victories of God, the purpose of God for your life, and let his will be done for your life. All right, does somebody want to say something?
Amen. God bless you, prophet. Hallelujah.
God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
I tell you, we're in that flow. You're at that place where God has you. We can feel the anointing wherever we are. Some of us are 500, 600, 700, 900 miles away. but yet God still has that word moving forward with precision in the proximity where it should land. We thank God for everything where you have released that word. And man of God, you're absolutely on point with so many things as you always are, in that accuracy of what's happening in the land today and what's happening globally, where the enemy, I believe God is doing a shaking to him. You know, it's almost like he's seeing where God has him at a place where we wrestle not against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And although he feels he's in a high place, he's not out of the reach of God. And so God, just like God gives us that wind of advancement and anointing, God can come in and bring that shaking wind to shake the enemy out of his place. And when you're prophesying and people are moving forward, and I know you can see it, God has the enemy on the run. You can see it. You know, he's looking and where can I go? Because God, he's being exposed. And you're absolutely right where it almost like he insults the power and the omnipotence of God to think that he could do things undercover and God doesn't already have him uncovered. And so, you know, and that's what God has. And he's doing it undercover, or he thinks he has it undercover, but God already has him uncovered. And you're right, prophet. It's a time where we are paused in the spirit, and we a lot of times do not speak. Sometimes God says, shh, you see him, but don't say anything to him. And he has no idea. God has watchers. We are prophetic watchers that God can take us to a place and reveal the enemy to us that's affecting someone else. And the enemy doesn't even know we're in a watchtower, which I mean in a heavenly place where God shows us the enemy, what he's doing, even to another prophet. There's nothing God says in his word that he doesn't do, that he doesn't reveal it to his prophets. And especially in these times, those of us that are the called of the true prophetic realm, whether we're in other roles that God gives us in the kingdom, our primary sometimes can be in that prophetic because of what's happening in the land today. And you're absolutely right. We can see it. And it's that time where you're saying it as well. It's in the time where we move in that arena, that we don't be moved by the illusions and delusions that are happening. Because while all those things are happening, God is really what's happening. So we can't miss that. While everything around us is moving, those are the illusions in the world. But God has something that he's given us in the word that's birthing. Like today is a birthing. You could take 19 as you can be in alignment of the oneness of God, and the word that you went forth will birth it into place. Hallelujah. You can come to that point and see it. And then, Papa, there are some people, I saw blue.
Right there.
While you were praying, I saw the blue, the color of us. Well, Lord, why are you revealing blue? Because blue can be interpreted as many things. So now God is speaking to us. Blue and the colors that we're seeing is because God's word is moving. His word is light, and light comes ultraviolet, and that ultraviolet light is what gives us color. So now God is saying, that's why you see the blue. You see the blue? You see the blue because somebody, that word went to somebody, that somebody put a thought in their mind, say last Thursday or last Wednesday, and what they spoke to that person put them in a depressed state or caused them to be in a mode of sadness. And because of that now, because blue is in between green and violet, and God says that word that you're bringing forth now will bring that ultraviolet mode into that person, where that person mind now can be able to get to see the green in the word. You see what I mean? You got to see the growth in the word. You got to see the life in the word. And if you're going to see the violet, we got to get to that place where we know that God wants us in that position where we are in the royal priesthood of God.
Yeah.
Royal. And because of that, when we can get to that place, like you're saying prophetically now, when we release that word in that way, prophet, that means that we're in the kingship, sonship, anointing of God. And when a king, when the queen or the king in the spiritual realm of us, when we decree a thing, we have already been given the authority. We have already have the backing that it would come. We already know that the resources are going to be somewhere out there within the kingdom of God because he gave us that king anointing. And that's where we are in this season, prophet, that even though the enemy comes and he does many things, he can just talk. He can just bring the illusion. And we can still heap hot coals on his head with the love of God while we still release that word of the king, the king, the king. Hallelujah. And because of that, it will come forth. This is a season, prophet, where you release that word, and that word is going to go out there pregnant with what God knows it's going to do. And it's going to birth in the place, manifest right to the location. It's going to locate that person. It's going to locate that vision. It's going to locate that dream. And it's going to bring it into the natural realm in this season.
Yeah.
So we can get in the green, so we can get in the violet, so we can move into the violet part. And from that, then we can get to that place where there are people dealing with stability. They're dealing with their confidence and their wisdom. They want to know if people are loyal and if they're secure. And if you got that word, and even though there can be that blue code and that red code, and we told people already it was a 911, but while it's a 911 in the reverse in the Hebraic, if you read it that way, it's 119, which means you'd be in the oneness of God. You'd be on one point and focus, and then you birth that thing where God already spoke for you for it to do at the same time simultaneously while the world is doing a 911. God's prophetic apostolic prophets. I mean, the 119 prophet.
Yeah, that's so true.
We're wearing the garment. We're wearing that violet. We're wearing that royal garment that nobody can take off us. Hallelujah, because half of the time they can't even see it. You know, you got to see it in the prophetic realm because what God dressed us in, hallelujah, no man, hallelujah, can take it off us. Hallelujah. No man can take it off us, prophet. That's where we are. It's an exciting, isn't it? And I hear a ring, that sound. Did you hear that ring? I got ring, and there's a ringing. And because I hear that ring, and that means that sound, I hear in the frequency, just like you hear a ting in your ear.
Yes.
Which means God says the frequency went out, the word went out, and it will not return void. So what do we do, prophet? We do what you're saying. We move forward. You continue to overflow in the anointing of God. Continue to stay focused with what God has told you to do and let the others stay in the illusions. Let the others go and imitate and try to aggravate. Hallelujah. But they're in an illusion state because those of us, as Paul would say, where I was, I don't know where I was, but where I was, I wasn't where I thought I was. And it would be good for me to be where God, it was so good. He said, I could be where he is right now, paraphrasing it. That's a good place, prophet. That's where we are.
Yes.
Apostolic, prophetic. And somebody, as you know, in the prophecies that you went forth, I want to just release this one word and thank you for opening that door. This one word, but there's someone out there, God said, that you're one thought away from changing that situation. Hallelujah. Because that thought that you're going to speak, that thought that you're going to speak has to be filled with the kingdom anointing that's inside. Feel that thought. That's what God said. Feel that
thought
with every word that God promised you, and then release it into the atmosphere, because it has to bow to Jesus, doesn't it? At the name of Jesus, and to put the blood of Jesus over it. Shake the enemy up where he even gets so point that we are anointed so much in the blood in our garment, and we're looking so beautiful, and the men, they look handsome, and the women of God look so fine, and at the same time, when the enemy comes around, he can't get close to us to a certain point because he smells the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's it right there.
Hallelujah. And you're wondering why they're turning their nose up and frowning, probably because if we're looking good now. We're looking good. They shan't have our sweet day, but they smell the blood. Blood, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They smell the blood, man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're one thought away. Feel that thought, says the Lord. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, fill it. Hallelujah. And watch it go out there and birth to what God said it would do, what God said it would do.
That is so true. That is it. My God. Powerful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Powerful.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
Bless you too, woman of God. I thank you for releasing that word. Thank you for your obedience to release that word, because I tell you, that I know that's from the Lord. I know that's straight from the throne room for many of us. Some of us right now. Hallelujah. That's a word from the Lord. God is moving in such a powerful and prolific way for some of us right now. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, I'm telling you, boy, God is good. He ain't going to never leave us lost. Turning the enemy device. Won't leave us lost. Period. Won't leave us out there. Period. He going to do what he said he's going to do. And I bless the Lord for that on today. Thank you, Prophetess Patricia David. Thank you for your obedience to the Lord and releasing that word straight from the throne room for God's people. Yes, Lord. Anyone else today? My God, this is an atmosphere that shifted.
Bless you, Prophet Mary.
God bless you too, woman of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless everyone on the line. Hallelujah. I want to touch and agree about that keen spirit for the last 48 hours. The Lord has been really having me press in on keen, I know that is a sense of highly developed to have keen eyesight. So I just want to touch and agree and just say thank you for lifting that and lifting, you know, putting that out there in the atmosphere, because that has been really strongly coming out of my spirit. And so I just know I'm in the right vein with that. I want to share just a quick part of a dream that I had that you were in. It was in many forms. The Lord has been dealing with me strongly in dreams, and it's like a movie.
Okay.
But this is the part that I saw you, and you were at an apartment. It started off looking like a house, but you were at an apartment, and I was in the car with you, but I wasn't physically a passenger in the car with you. So the Lord showed me my face looking at your face, where I could see your face. Because of the window of the driver's side, I could see through it, but I knew your face. And you were driving a black Mercedes. This is not literal, because I don't know what you drive. I don't need to know what you drive, but, you know, I know in dreams, vehicles have to do with ministry. But in exactly that, you were leaving the person's home that was a family member, and I heard auntie. He's revealed auntie to me in an area out here with another vessel that the Lord has me interceding for. Glory be to God. So there's many facets, but that is where you are in this part of the dream. When you were backing up, hallelujah, from the house, praise God, and you back up and turn to go forward, okay? Back up from the house and turn to go forward. In the dream, I see myself seeing through you, and you were pleased. You were pleased as in being a vessel for God, and what he had you to do was accomplished at that home. And then as you were getting ready to go forward, glory be to God, the concrete, pay attention to this, the concrete was unearthed. It was like little, if you could put your mind in a volcano and it came through the earth and it busted up different parts of the earth, the concrete was just a mess. But, hallelujah, when you were turning to go forward, now, mind you, you in a Mercedes Benz. That couldn't go over this type of earth without some damage unless you go real slow. But you didn't have to deal with that. As you were driving through this unearthed concrete, it was smooth as silk, praise God. I was in the car to know by my spirit only. It was like I was dreaming in the dream, seeing you drive through this concrete smooth as silk. Nothing was moving. Nothing. You would be still in the car bumping around and all that, even trying to go slow to get through that type of unearthing. And you were going straight ahead. Hallelujah. Smooth as silk. So I know that God is moving. Bless Prophetess Patricia Davis, for I saw colors also in that dream. And I saw the colors red, saw the colors white. And it was a lot of red and white, and the Lord is still yet revealing to that. I know that red can come in with the blood, red can come in with redemption, glory be to God, and white purification. My other color that I was sharing with the sister that was also part of this dream was I thought I saw blue, and I told her I didn't want to mess with trying to think anything. I just want to go with what God do. But the confirmation came when the prophetess spoke blue. So I'm seeing this thing, but I know for sure that part of the dream you were in, and you went forward, and you went forward on smooth turf, on smooth territory. The earth became smooth. So whatever God is doing, you're going through, and you're going through without any ramifications. Hallelujah. Amen. I had to release that.
Amen. The woman of God, I received.
It was powerful. I'm not kidding. It was powerful. It was powerful to see that, what was happening, to be in that realm and see that that was all God. I just thank him for, you know, developing the gift of seer in me even more, even more. I saw how he was, that car went through there. When you back up and the sense of spiritual heightness that you were in and then turn to go forward, you would have gone through with some really tough stuff. I mean, the concrete was broke up. It was a mess. But here you are driving through and seeing that I could see myself looking at you. We weren't moving and doing all kind of jumping around and all that stuff. It was just smooth. Amen?
Amen. I received that woman of God on today.
Amen.
I basically have a clarity of that interpretation of what you were saying, especially as it relates to a ministry and things that are being unveiled right now or revealed and unveiled right now, woman of God. So I received that on today. I said something that's very powerful to the Lord yesterday, Apostle Simmons, and after I was going through a big mess, thing. I said, Lord, that's what I said, Prophetess Patricia Davis. I said, Lord, whatever I need to learn out of this one, whatever you need me to get or learn out of this one, I'm ready for it. That's all I said. I said, out of this one, and because I put it all on the table, presented it, and the devil still wanted to act up. I said, well, Lord, whatever I need to learn out of this one, I'm ready. And I left it just like that. So I understand what you said, because I'm going to mother Thelma, Sydney, I'm going to smoothly transition into it because I'm not going to let it stop me this time around. I said, Lord, whatever I need to learn out of this one, I'm going to go through it. Because what I did, I put it out there before the Lord. I dealt with it. The enemy still, I said, well, Lord, whatever I need to learn out of this one, I'm ready. It kept moving. Didn't look back. Kept moving. That's all. I'm telling you, I just keep moving. Keep it rolling.
You didn't
rolling.
Look back. You didn't look back. Even that was the show. When you kept going, straight ahead. You didn't look back. It was smooth.
Yeah, keep it moving. Stay the course. Do whatever you need to do. Don't worry about it. One of the things about God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sensitive. But the Word of God said, when a man weighs, please the Lord. Now, you can cash this at any bank in the world banking system. When your ways please the Lord, those who don't want to do you right going to have to do you right. When a man ways please the Lord, he'll make your enemy have peace. When the two enemies come together, conjure up a mess and ready to take you out, and then you sit there and watch them going at each other, and you got to help them from hurting each other. You ever been there? Well, you have to actually stop them. Hold on, where you at? You just don't understand. You don't understand. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Pastor Simmons, what's going on with y'all two? Hey, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, too. Yeah. Now, how do I get in this? I'm telling you, the enemy, our enemies are up against each other. I'm telling you, enemies are taking each other out. What they was trying to do against us, they're turning on each other. But you know what? Y'all two go ahead and deal with what y'all need to do. I'm out of here. Well, we know. No, you need to be here for this. No, I don't. That's between you two. Have a good day. I don't have to be there for that. Because, see, what the enemy is trying to do against us, they're turning on each other. And I've seen it all this year so far. Everything the enemy was trying to turn against me, it turned on the enemy. God is confused. That's why that 2 Chronicles 20:20, thank you, Holy Spirit, come here. Believe in the Lord thy God, and so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall you prosper. And then what he did, he appointed musicians unto the Lord. You gotta appoint your sound to God, not to them. You gotta take God, hear my voice, hear my sound, and give it to and hit the enemy with it. And the enemy, the Word of God said, and those enemies went up against each other. They went up in ambushment and killed each other. The enemy going to take each other out. You ain't going to have to take your enemy out this season. Just stand salvation of the Lord. Thank you today. I received that. Thank you, Prophetess Patricia Daly. I received that. Thank you, woman of God, Evangelist T. DeLeon today. I bless the Lord. Thank you, God. Continue to walk in victorious lives today. Continue to keep your hand locked in the hand of the Lord. Continue to keep yourself strengthened in the things of the Lord. Continue to walk in the victory of the Lord. Continue to be steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the presence and the power of the Lord God. Continue to keep your eyes seeking the things of the Lord God. Watch him move. The word is overturned. It's been overturned. What the enemy wanted to do, it's been overturned. What he tried to do, it's been overturned. What he decided, he is overturning it. I'm telling you, he's overturned. That foreclosure will not happen. That credit report will not show anything. That deal that the enemy set in council with the other enemy, it will not go forth. That lie will not go any further. Well, the enemy is trying to invest to take you out. It's going to collide. It's been overturned. It's going to be overturned. All you speak is, I overturn it. Your mountain knows your voice. Your mountain knows your need. Speak to your mountain. It's overturned. I watched it. I saw it. I saw the enemy right before. When your ways please the Lord, peace with you. He overturn it. He's gonna overturn it right before your eyes. Where the enemy try to slick you in. Oh, you ain't gotta worry about it. I promise you. You will not have to try to get anybody back. Because God got your back. That's prophecy. That's prophetic right there. You don't have to get anybody back. God has your back. I'm telling you. That's prophetic. He has his hand locked on your purpose and for your purpose. It is done in Jesus' name. I bless God today. Anyone else today, but I bless you on today. Thank the God. Continue to walk in the promises of God and know that that diagnosis was a lie and that prognosis can't tell the truth anyway. That diagnosis was a lie and the prognosis can't tell the truth. But you have the victory today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have the victory. Thank you, God. You have total victory today over it in Jesus' name. Mother Sarah, bless you on today. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for what he's doing in your life and for your life on today in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. All right, people of God, we bless the Lord for you. Continue to walk in the victory of the Lord God. Your praise report is already emailed to you. It's already been emailed. An email go quicker than a letter. Your praise report has already been emailed to you. It's already been emailed. By the time you get over there to your email, it's already there. Your praise report has already been earmarked for your email. It's already been there. This one can't manifest. This one won't have the victory. This one will not have the victory. It won't have the victory. Yeah. Your praise report, I've already been emailed to you. Already been emailed to you. But you have total victory over it. Man of God and woman of God on today. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. It's already been emailed to you. In the name of Jesus. It's already been done. It's already been released. In the name of Jesus. You have the victory. In the name of Jesus. It can't do what it want to do. In the name of Jesus. You have already won. In the name of Jesus, it will not manifest itself. I'm telling you. In the name of Jesus, it can't even go where it want to go. It will not be able to go where it want to go. It can't go. It won't be able to do what it want to do. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't even have the power. Hallelujah. It can't even prosper at any level. In the name of Jesus, you have it. And so we bless the Lord for you today. I'm telling you, yes, Lord Jesus, it is so. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless the Lord today, honoring God for all that he's doing, and giving him all the praise for all that he's bringing to pass for the people of God on today. All right, thanks to God, kingdom leaders, powerful people of God, we're blessing you on today for what the Lord has done in it and through it for your life and your destiny on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm watching. I'm watching this thing. I'm telling you, I'm watching. Watching. I'm watching it come to pass. As quickly as we talk, I'm seeing it manifest itself. Quickly as it speaks, I'm watching it manifest itself for the saints of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, once again, we thank God for you on today. We honor the Lord. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You alone are my God. You alone are my King. You hold the whole world in the hollow of your hand. Come on and hide me from the rain. Hide me from the rain. Come on and hide me from the rain. Hide me from the rain.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
We say, now I'm the help.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.